Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor says under the Bush administration, chaplains at some VA hospitals have become more aggressive about offering spiritual counseling. She says in some cases, veterans are required to fill out a spiritual assessment form and told that spiritual belief may be necessary for their healing.
It's extremely invasive. Many patients are being asked whether they believe in God, how many times they pray a day, whether they read the Bible, whether they go to church, and on and on. And in some facilities, they're being told that they have a spiritual injury.
Gaylor says the emphasis on spiritual healing is a radical departure from simply offering religious counseling to veterans. She says it's part of the Bush administration's faith-based initiative.
So they're doing this because they want to increase their religious bureaucracy within the VA.
If the suit is successful, it could have implications for all public hospitals.
It could have some pretty wide implications.
George Washington Law School professor Robert Tuttle says the suit challenges common pastoral services offered at many county hospitals where chaplains actively offer counseling to patients. But Tuttle says the VA's defense is plausible because it's clear VA chaplains aren't forcing religion on their patients.
The government's defense is, we just think as a statistical matter that religion is important to an awful lot of people, and we want to make sure that they are enabled to have their religion as a full part of their process of healing.
In allowing the case to go forward, federal judge John Shabazz wrote that the government must prove VA chaplains aren't violating the Establishment Clause of the Constitution by doing more than is necessary to meet their patients' religious needs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.